Hey guys, welcome to a very special Speaking Millennial podcast. I am Bill Spadia here with my co-hosts Jessica Nutt and Jay Black. And we've got two special, we're going to call you guys guest hosts as we enter this of all important new American holidays, Meatloaf Day 2017.
It's the most meatiest time of the year,
Bill. It is.
I would like to call our guests award-winning podcast guests.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Well, they are at least award nominated. We are here with Matt Rooney is here from Save Jersey Blog. How are you?
I'm doing good to have awesome.
Matt, you are up for a Millen's Award. That's coming up in a couple weeks.
It's a lot of pressure.
I know. I realize. And Adam Geller.
Good morning. You know, if you say I'm an honorary host here, award winning host, can we pause this so I could just put that on my resume?
Yeah.
Would that be okay?
Yeah. I don't know how to pause the equipment.
Adam, here's the important thing you need to understand that the minis are made up. But they count.
Millens.
Just like the Millens.
We changed it. Millens.
They are made up, but they count just like all awards given to millennials.
It's pretty much like everything in my life, bro.
All right. So here's how it's going to work. So we're going to pause, but not really. The listener will not hear the pause.
Right.
Because you're going to edit the pause.
We will edit the pause.
So we have 12 Meatloaf contestants. They are being judged on texture, taste, and presentation. The first step is all the judges have to go out and judge the presentation before they cut the meat.
I need to make this clear. This is the same rubric that Donald Trump used when he had Miss Universe. He was
texture, Matt, taste, I'm going to let you handle Jay, as Jay is going to get increasingly more political the more meat he eats. So here's the deal. I've got enough forks so that each of you can throw your fork away after each taste.
Oh, wow.
Wow. I think we really don't want to mix the flavors.
We can't have sauce cross-contamination.
Exactly. So you're judging 1 to 10.
You got it.
And I have not figured out the rules in case of a tie. I'm going to work that out on the air in a minute.
Okay.
All right. And go.
Go.
Oh. Yes. Go ahead.
Ready?
Can I ask a quick question?
Yeah.
I don't know some of the people on here. Can Jay taste each one first? And we can just gauge his, you know, vitals for a couple minutes before.
Matt Rooney is an important blogger.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, so
I don't want anything happening.
That's a little oxymoronic, but I appreciate it.
You know
it
what?
Anyway.
I think it's funny that we're running into two main problems. Adam is worried that he's going to die from poisoning, and
yes.
Jessica is willing to risk that instead of actually having some of my spittle get on. So I think you and my wife is here, everybody. If my wife needs to talk to you about, like, Chris, what do you think is more important, dying or getting a little bit of me into you?
It's a hard question, Jay.
Yeah, it's a toss-up.
I have three kids with you, I hope.
Two out of three.
All right, so are we ready? Are we going to judge now? Should we start?
So we're looking at everything now.
We're just going to go look. Okay.
Okay.
Who's actually cutting?
I hope an independently verified accounting firm and not the ones that accidentally gave La La Land the Oscar. I hope that we have a good person in charge of that.
All right, let's go.
La La Land was a fine piece of literature.
It was a movie.
I'm happy to talk about one of our sponsors, great sponsor, good friend, Vinny Brand, owns the Stress Factory in New Brunswick. The website is stressfactory.com. Vinny Brand runs one of the great comedy clubs, honestly, in the country. Not only does he have A-list comics coming in almost every single week, but the show is great. The food is fantastic. The staff, the service, there's parking right next door. If you've not discovered the Stress Factory in New Brunswick, you've got to get there. Go to stressfactory.com and buy your tickets. It's a great night out, reasonable cost, absolutely hilarious entertainment, great food and hospitality. Stressfactory.com.
Listen, I used to teach. Jessica, I used to teach. I have no problem taking someone to task for poor presentation. You disrespect Meatloaf Day, you disrespect America.
I don't think presentations should be part of this.
You know what, Chris? Get out of this room. You don't like Meatloaf Day.
I don't know. I actually made you something.
Oh, yeah.
And you said...
Here, hop on the mic.
Oh, you're on?
Oh, that's true. We are.
We are.
Sorry. If I actually made you meatloaf.
Wait, hold on one second, because I feel like we're going to cut out the part that we just talked about.
Okay.
I'll say this. We are back in the room after doing presentation. Jessica's initial response was, that she felt guilty out there. My wife, Christina Black, who's here, just said presentation should not be part of it.
Mm-mm.
And I would like to hear your reasoning for spitting on the traditions of Meatloaf Day.
If I made you meatloaf, you would be happy to eat the meatloaf. You wouldn't sit there and be like, oh, Chris, I don't know. You could have presented it better.
Right. Listen, here's what I'm saying.
Isn't it about the taste?
It's not, did you make food in the house day? It's meatloaf day. If you made food in the house, you could serve it in a dog bowl with a ladle as a spoon, and I would be A-okay because I'd be like, first off, I would think that you got bad news about my health.
Yes.
Like, I'm dying, mm-hmm. and you say, you know what, I'll do it. I'll make Jason meatloaf. Then I'll tell him what the doctor told me.
Yes, probably.
Secondly, you know, if there was a competition of all, like you and the kids were all making me my going away meal and then asked me to judge, I would certainly say, like, Mom, you put this into a dog bowl. You know, you should make it look a little bit nicer.
So you're saying the presentation matters more than what's inside?
Yeah, I'm a guy. I judge by your looks. Number one, you know what? I'm not even going to taste it. Everybody's just going to get a grade based on how you look and not anything on the inside. And as a man, I'm going to say any woman that judges my meatloaf for how it looks, I'll call them shallow.
Okay.
And then I will say, you know what? Just because my meatloaf isn't as big as the other guy's meatloaf, it could fill you up just as well.
I feel like Jessica's going to jump in as the marriage counselor right now.
Yeah. No, this is therapy now. Like, finally, couples therapy today on the podcast. Usually it's just Jay's therapy. So.
Yeah. They've been saying the last couple of weeks, Chris, that when I talk in here, it's much like I'm just treating them as my therapists.
Mm-hmm. I can see that.
What? Do I dominate the conversation with my problems in our house, Chris? Don't answer that. The answer is no. Everyone knows
it. All right, here they come.
All right, here comes Matt Rooney and
Adam
Geller.
Do you need forks? Do I need to pass these around?
No, I got some forks here.
You have a big one? You need them? I've got this.
Do you guys have all your Adam Geller's here, everybody, and Matt Rooney?
Here's a piece.
All right.
Thank you.
Who else gets one?
We need four.
Jessica? I don't know. Chris, do not try to influence the judges with your feminine wiles.
Yep, perfect. Yeah, thank
this
you.
This is mine, and I want to make a clear point that the governor is out of state today.
So you're the
just
governor.
The governor.
Okay, I totally get it.
Wait. Are you presenting it here?
Am I pulling rank? Yes, I am.
Right?
For about another 4 seconds.
Don't they need to describe their meatloaf or no?
Yes. How do you describe the meatloaf?
There's a description of the meatloaf?
Like chef, like watching it on Chopped or something, how they present
to
the judges.
Oh, where it came from? It was a campaign staffer's recommendation. The guys... His last name is Zemanski, and his family cooks it every year, and there is a secret ingredient in the middle.
And he gave it to you.
And he gave it to me. He gave it to me. He's
very excited. Secret ingredient in the middle?
Secret ingredient.
I want Jay Black trying it first. I'm waiting 5 minutes.
Well, I just want to say...
He found it already, though, because it fell apart over there.
Yeah,
should not happen, by the way.
Okay, so I have discovered the secret ingredient, but I won't say anything about it.
I just hope you have no allergies.
I just want to say, do I say lieutenant governor? What? I don't know how to...
Kim is good.
Kim, I'm on a first-name basis with our lieutenant governor, everybody. Kim, you were a little diffident when you said that he gave out his secret ingredient like you strong-armed him and you didn't want to say.
Well, let me say this. I've been a little busy for the last 2 years, so I have not cooked in the kitchen for the last 2 years. So my husband, when I was making this off of a Facebook piece, wanted to know why I was cooking dinner for the first time in 2 years. So I was supposed to cook two and I only cooked one. So you're eating the one that my husband's supposed to be having for dinner tonight.
Okay. Well, you know what? I just realized, you know, my wife, who's right here, she's apparently been lieutenant governor our entire life together because she has never cooked once. So I don't know.
I think she's the governor in your house. Isn't she the governor in your
house? For sure. Very
when
much
I come
so,
home,
yes.
I'm not.
But you're not allowed to call me by my first name, though.
Yes. I call her Madam Christina.
That's the capital M, right?
Yeah.
That's good.
All right. Well, this is excellent. So we're gonna taste
the
now.
The stress is killing me, so I'm gonna leave. Right?
This is a huge. Are we gonna eat this much meatloaf in every serving?
We have to do one bite. We have to do one bite.
Everyone
because otherwise,
knows the rules. One bite.
Right. Yeah. And throw it all away. Where's the dogs? Did somebody bring some dogs in?
How is little Jessica? All right. So texture and taste.
I haven't eaten all day.
For the sake of the podcast, this is Zemanski's recipe.
This is Zemanski's recipe.
Yes, with a slight adaptation. Slight. But otherwise, it's Tom's dad.
It cuts very well. I don't know if that's a thing.
It's supposed to have, you know, meatloaf is supposed to be, it's supposed to be a loaf. And there's a secret, according to Tom's dad, on how you make it nice and thick. That one I just cut badly over there. Yes. You want that?
I'm sure everyone loves the sound of our chewing.
You know what? If you tune into the Meatloaf Day podcast, you're going to get chewing. I think that's...
I'm with you on that one.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you know what you're getting.
Wow. All right. The stress is killing me. I don't want to lose another race.
Oh, wow.
I just want you to know that, Matt, Adam, Jessica, I don't know you well enough. I don't want to lose another race.
Oh.
Got it?
Yes, ma'am.
See, it's good. Understood. We can call you Kim, right?
Oh, my God.
Absolutely.
Call me Kim. Is there a song? Oh, no, that was Homie.
This is so good.
Yeah.
This is really good. I want to finish the whole thing now. What do I do?
Yeah, no,
we're gonna have like
Jessica,
18 more of these coming through.
You have to show restraint, Jessica. You can't eat the whole thing. Although, I think that if we are thinking about other people's meatloafs while eating like the new meatloaf, which you shouldn't do, that's disrespectful.
Yeah.
But that you should go back and re-up the grade a little bit, right?
I say, I say go with your instincts, which is what I normally do when eating most meals. I just go with.
You just
what,
eat
what
the whole
feels right.
I'm so, thinking anything that has the most bacon in it is just going to get extra points.
I have to say this. That's a really good meatloaf that the lieutenant. That's
it was brought. A very good. And listen, and you know best, me, my politics do not align necessarily with the food choice. So when
Jay,
I say,
wait a minute, I'm shocked.
When I say that I like the meatloaf, that's a purer statement.
That
I
really
think.
Is.
Well, cardiac arrest.
Are
is
you
bipartisan,
suggesting perhaps so. That my political views will influence my meatloaf judging?
No. But I am saying that
okay,
I think that
line up.
Roger Stone might be tweeting about this meatloaf at some point. So I'm just going to stay focused.
If Roger Stone tweets about meatloaf. Then, you know, he's way ahead of the well, because he can.
Are we switching out forks for every?
I think we are. Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So let's.
I
oh,
don't
yeah.
Want
new
mix
fork.
Flavors.
Ready, guys?
All right. I'm sure you folks, you know where I am. This is Ewing Diner.
Ewing Diner. All right.
This is with gravy, and this is with no gravy.
I think I got to go gravy.
I
think
gravy?
I got to go gravy.
Do you remember when we did Meat Day and we all watched Charlie the Butcher cut the big?
Oh yeah. That was.
This is from Ewing Diner.
This is from the Ewing Diner. Okay, here, let me get you. I'm going full gravy.
Got it.
Anybody else want no gravy?
I'll go no gravy.
I'm going to do the gravy.
Oh, I didn't know there was a plate. I just put the whole thing in my mouth.
Oh.
It works for me, though.
Gravy?
Thank you, please.
You want broccoli, too?
You want broccoli, too? You can go with the meatloaf.
I mean, the good news is, when I explode later today, I have the lieutenant governor's escort.
Oh yeah, you're gonna get a escort, you're gonna get a full like 16 cop car right to the hospital.
Yeah, I might make it.
I'm trying to wait. I never did Kim, so hold on. So we can go back and change if we need to.
This is the Ewing Diner.
All right. Do you want to describe your recipe?
Recipe.
Introduce
is very,
yourself first. At the microphone.
Recipe is very simple. Olive oil, garlic, onions, a little breadcrumbs, parsley, and that's it.
It's delicious.
Thank you.
I'm a big fan. And I got to say, I'm glad you dressed up for Meatloaf Day. I feel like I should not have worn just a T-shirt.
I'm dressed like this every day.
You dress like that
every day?
Really?
And every day I wear my American flag.
That's wonderful.
Are we
every single day.
Meatloaf selfies with everyone?
I can't imagine you dressed up, Jay.
Well, this is actually...
Did you wear a tux for the wedding?
He did. We have a very good story about
that. There's actually a story about that I'll tell real
later.
Fast.
Oh,
I told
you
my,
got meatloaf all.
Yeah, I got... I told my wife I don't want to be involved in the wedding. Just do whatever you want, and then I'll show up.
Like
right?
He proposed, which, and he was out.
And which, by the way, I suggest you all men listening do because you show up to your wedding and it feels like a surprise party. You're like, oh my god, my friends are here.
I have no idea
this
will be here.
And she was like, I want you to pick out a tuxedo. And I said, yeah, okay, well, just pick one out for me. And she goes, no, I want you to be involved in at least one thing. And I was like, tuxedos all look the same. That's the whole point of a tuxedo. Just pick one out. She was like, you are going and picking out that tuxedo. So we get there. I open to the first page of the tuxedo catalog, and I point to the first one, and I was like, that'll do. And my wife,
all
yeah,
right.
Matt,
Eric
who's
Scott
the divorce.
Is about to storm in here because he's on a news break.
I'm saving all this for our file.
A lot of people don't know this. You couldn't see it. Matt, from as a divorce attorney, just got an erection when he heard that story.
We're taking all Jay's stuff, including
Wrap
all his dirty old T-shirts.
Eric Scott's on a news break. They are on the show right now. We got to get them out.
Okay, sorry. Let's do the next one.
Thank
Delicious.
You very
Thank
much.
You for sharing,
Thank
sir.
You so much. Have a good day, folks.
Thank you. That was awesome.
It's so nice to see all the guests of
Podcast
Past. I
haven't had any of his yet. Really?
It was classic.
Yeah.
That's what you get in a Jersey diner, safe, secure.
Yeah, it's, you know what it is? Like, I just, using the marriage metaphor, this is the man that you, this is the meatloaf that you marry after you've had the spicy meatloaf.
It's chaos.
You
know,
you want to have the spicy meatloaf, get it? You want
to
get the spicy meatloaf out of your system, and then you marry the good old-fashioned standard Keep it going, Meatloaf.
I'm the New Jersey Diner Meatloaf?
No, I'm the New Jersey Diner Meatloaf for you. I said, man.
Okay, all right.
No,
this is my dream case.
Chris,
all I'm going to have to do is submit the podcast.
Chris, all I'm saying is, you're my spicy meatloaf.
Oh,
Eric,
my God.
Scott, look at this. Do I take it
look
off?
Look at the chef's coat. Everyone's so well dressed today.
This is the meatloaf that has to win if we ever want to be on the radio again.
Get your family something.
This one?
We're getting bribed by Eric Scott, everybody.
Well, New Jersey, after all.
Thank you, sir. Here. Let me just describe. Eric Scott came in with his own plates.
There's literally a dollar bill.
Two different sauces.
What's he handing it out with?
Eric.
Thank you.
Eric
very
takes
much.
This seriously.
Envelopes, how Jersey.
So exactly. That's what I said. It's a Jersey.
Yeah,
it's
beautiful.
I feel like I have to go back and change his presentation points now that I have this little plate here.
Yeah, this is excellent presentation.
Right, so is that money in the envelope?
This is a chorizo meatloaf. The meatloaf itself has a little bit of a spice to it, but the heat is actually in the pureed salsa sauce. That's the red sauce. That's also a fresh avocado puree, finished with a little bit of cilantro.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Eric, smile, selfie.
I feel like I'm on the Food Network because there was a lot of words there I didn't understand. The only word that was missing from the Food Network, chutney. They say chutney a lot on that channel. I don't know why.
If you want to be on the Food Network, though, you have to like do a little like sniff taste.
Oh, yeah,
and I got to
be like,
stuff,
oh,
too.
Like, ooh, I like how the flavors. I don't know. I've never been on the Food Network, but this is good. This is excellent.
This is insanely good.
All right.
Wow.
What am I going to do with my dollar now?
I got your family something like
that. Hit up.
I'm gonna go
nice
out.
Blouse.
I might go out and get a seltzer.
Is this what you do in that tiki hut? Sit around and eat meatloaf.
Yes,
dollars.
That's exactly
beer
what we do. Drink beer and create amazing things. Yeah, that's why we put the outdoor kitchen.
Actually, that is what you do.
Wow.
So I mix the two spices together.
If you like
I did
heat,
that.
The salsa
the
puree is going to bring a lot of heat to it. There's some spice in the meatloaf itself. It's beef, pork, and chicken chorizo sausage, along with a little cayenne pepper. And a couple other smoked paprika.
Oh, so good.
Matt, you're making
like
kind
spicy.
Of a, you're kind of making, do you not like heat, Matt? Because I
no,
am
I
a
love
spice
it. I'm just thinking I need another one of those mimosa beers.
There you go. Exactly.
Where were they? What?
Do we have like a beer cart or something? Like
oh
that?
My God.
I don't think I'm allowed to leave the booth.
All right.
I can send somebody.
Now, Eric, we're going to sit here talking about you while you're.
Excellent.
Yes.
While I'm leaving or should I stay?
That was fantastic, Eric.
Yes. Nicely done.
Thank you. Good luck.
Thank you so much.
To the rest of the competitors.
Ah. That was, first off, I like that much spice because you can enjoy this meatloaf 6 to 8 hours later when we're going to the bathroom.
Right.
That's number one. You can feel it on the way out.
The most heard. Ew, gross.
Jessica, I'm sorry. I just have to bring up the truth of the matter. Spices affect you in both directions.
You don't sound incredibly sorry right now.
Yeah. So I got to say, you know, I give Eric Scott a lot of guff on the podcast, but that was really good. That
so
was delicious.
I was on Twitter last night, and he was in his kitchen taking a selfie video explaining his recipe with a glass of wine.
Wow. He's on his own personal Food Network.
Yes.
But Eric is a foodie. Like he really like a lot of his social media posts, and just when you talk to him, he's a guy who takes his food and beverages very seriously. He has an incredible palate.
Right.
You know, I have to give him props on that. I mean, when it comes to food and beverage, he's on a whole other level.
He did great. This was a delicious meatloaf. But we don't want Patrick Lavery, our next guest, to feel like we are giving him short shrift.
Yay, Patrick. Oh.
It's time for him to come in.
So Patrick is the speaking millennial, most repeating guest now, right?
Wait a second. Is hashtag Meatloaf Day 2017 judging in progress written on a piece of construction paper and tacked to the wall? Wow.
That
no expense
excellent.
Spared.
Wow. Thank you, Tony Ann.
Thank you. That's why the bribe was only a dollar.
Yeah, gee whiz. All right. Does everybody need
Patrick.
A new fork? I got forks over here.
Nope, we got plenty of forks.
Okay.
Do you need forks? Pass down?
No need to fork me.
Okay. I was waiting for some sort of fork you joke or fork me, but
yeah, or nice. Fork yourself. Go fork yourself. That's
I'm forking myself right now.
My dad will be so disappointed listening to this later. You're like, Jay's joke went right over your head.
All right. This is Patrick Lavery, everybody. Anything special?
Go ahead. I you can describe it, Patrick, but there's this incredible garlic sauce that you put on.
Yes. This is a beef, pork, and veal mix. A little onion and celery, fresh herbs, thyme, parsley, chives, little eggs, milk, breadcrumbs as binder, topped with a garlic sauce. The garlic cloves are slow roasted in olive oil. then strained and cooked in chicken broth and butter.
Wow.
And reduced down.
The olive oil is really coming through.
Yeah.
And that's not a complaint.
Good. Good. I'm glad to hear that.
Lots of omega-3 in here.
Hang on. Wait. Let me see. If I was the corny judge on Food Network, I would say something along the lines of, am I Popeye? Because I'm really tasting this olive oil. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Nicely done, Jay. We'll edit that out.
That'll relate to so many millennials. Oh.
Amazingly, I still have an appetite after that.
Yeah. Millennials watch Popeye, don't they? I don't really watch it.
Popeye.
Okay.
Yeah.
At least. Yeah.
Okay. You know what? Thank you, Patrick, for giving me that one little morsel. They probably have heard of it, Jay, but probably not either, you know. All right. All right, Patrick, excellent.
Probably a good one because we're like now quiet and all eating. Yeah. Which...
Well, glad to hear that too.
I like the texture of this one too.
Yes,
I like that it's firm. It holds a little bit.
It's loafy. It's what I think of when I think of loaf. This is a meat loaf to me, and that's good. That's what we're shooting.
I have a feeling that when somebody says loaf, this is not what you think of.
Don't loaf
you know,
me.
I just know you, bro. I don't want to say what you're loafing. Thinking, but it ain't this.
You know, I'm going to say it's not dirty. It's just lazy. I do a lot of loafing. My wife can attest to this. I am a known loafer. But I'm a big fan of pork loaf as well, scrapple. Has anybody here ever had scrapple? Yes. Are you a fan, Adam Geller?
I'm a fan of Matt Rooney. When you say loaf, he thinks of like really preppy penny loafers.
Oh, yeah, he does have that look. Okay, we got to speed up, everybody. Let's go to the next.
So scrapple next is one. Meatloaf with right. pork?
Yes, it's like a pork loaf. Yep, thank you,
okay,
Patrick.
Great.
Thank you, Patrick.
All right, Tony Ann has given us this speed up thing. We can't spend as much time with each person.
Can we clear some of these plates?
Yeah, let's
I'm
clear
running
some
out of
these
room here.
Plates up here.
Oh.
Are they doing judging interviews?
Before, during, and after.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Jen Ursillo, talking to the mic.
Here.
Oh, where are we going? Okay. Thank you.
All right, whose is this?
This is Jen Ursillo.
Hi.
Okay.
Thank you. Hi. Okay. Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you. Thank you for having me. Okay.
All right, let's see. Oh.
So what is the protocol now? What are we doing over here?
So we're going to taste, and if you want to tell us a little bit about it.
So being of Italian descent, I do make a lot of very super fancy foods. But for me, meatloaf is a very comfort food. So I keep it simple, but moist and delicious. So I actually use pork and beef. That was my meat, so I doubled up on the meat. I used half a cup of breadcrumbs. An egg beaten, a pouch actually of dry onion soup mix.
Wow.
Fresh chopped onion. And then the sauce is a mushroom sauce. Now, you can make your own mushroom sauce. I have tried so many. I actually like a creamy mushroom sauce. I actually used a canned mushroom sauce.
Hang on, let me take off a point.
That's the way to go.
No,
and basically, so what you do is you just mix everything together and I put the chopped onion in last, the fresh onion in last, because that brings out the flavor. But I also like to use also garlic in the soup. So I do the soup first, mix everything together, make the nice loaf, put it in the oven at 350 for an hour and 15 minutes. When it comes out, I take the drippings off the meatloaf into a pot. I put more soup, quarter cup of water, heat it up and drizzle the soup mix over the meatloaf.
Wow.
Very simple, but very delicious.
None of that sounded simple, but it was wonderful.
Really? See, now, I'm used to cooking, you know, making the pasta from scratch.
Right.
And whatever. So for me, this is simple, but...
If there was a talking about meatloaf category?
Yes.
11.
Yeah. Yeah. Nicely done.
I want that on a podcast.
Very nicely done. We need to move on, though, because we have so many meats to get to.
Okay,
so
everybody tasted. We're good.
Thank you, guys.
Delicious.
That might be the most classic loaf.
You know,
and I don't mean that in a bad way.
No, that was solid all around. Laura, I thought her presentation was great, too. So.
Was I supposed to have five? Four.
Four. My wife is sharing with me. Yes. All right, so.
Talking to the microphone. Welcome.
Oh, this microphone. Hello, thank you.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. This is my meatloaf for Big Mouth Lawyers.
Oh, boy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So, wait. What?
Do you have Stephanie's meatloaf in here?
Stephanie,
you see that trash can? Can we start clearing this place?
No, Stephanie hasn't done her meatloaf yet.
You
did
not.
We haven't judged hers yet. This is Vinny Brand just joined us, sponsor and returning guest host to Speaking Millennial.
I have to tell you, I'm not going to influence the judging, but I've tried all the meatloafs, and there's a clear winner here.
You tried them already?
I posted the gravy.
Yeah. What, so,
hey, look at you.
Which contestant?
Yeah, I feel like you should have thrown away the
Allura Nanos.
Allura. Oh, we talked. Yeah, Allura, you were one of our guests. And this is our first time meeting.
Yes, this is our first time meeting in person.
Very nice.
Me and my meatloaf.
All right.
Just this one.
A napkin?
I don't know. You'll have to talk to our
schedulers out there. There's a coordinator.
Kristen would probably be the one to talk to out there.
Is there a meat coordinator?
What's going on?
So I have one question. Do we have to be here to win?
Oh! What?
No. I mean, we are.
Do we have to be here to win? She's running a state.
You know, I have to go to work.
No, but we'll be really
for those listening.
You're governor.
Did you see that?
Executive,
did you hear
this? Executive
do you have
order.
To be? I like how we're making up the rules
we'll
as we go.
We'll hear a very good concession
so
speech.
So let me just interject into the podcast. Vinnie Brand comes in and he's pretty much like, you know, I'm one of the sponsors, so why am I not a judge?
Oh.
So that just happened. That pretty much happened.
I really seriously thought I was judging. I thought the whole point of me coming here was to weigh in and deem a winner.
Extra.
That's
sheets.
It. No more sponsorship.
We can't. We have to have four. Oh. Look, this is very scientific. I can't.
I didn't get an answer.
Judging. Here's what I can do, Vinny. Here's what I can do. Okay. You can be an alternate judge if one of our judges cannot fulfill their duties.
There's a good
so let's say. Let's say a judge.
So I just want to check in. We're about halfway through Meatloaf Day. How are we doing, judges? We're 29 minutes in. I see a lot of meatloaf left. Are you only taking one bite?
We're taking one bite each.
I'm just impressed that Vinny said deem. You don't hear a guy say deem a lot.
Deem. You know what, though? He was trying to say deem, and he messed up.
Now, I don't want to influence anyone. Too much I've only tried one meatloaf.
Bill, what is that about?
Well,
I
here's
was
why.
There at
here's
the conception
thing.
Of meatloaf here's day. The thing. It was about you.
There's a back... I know, right? This whole thing was... No, I'm not judging. I'm just eating. This whole idea was just so I could get meatloaf in the morning.
You're not judging, and I'm not judging.
I know. Look, Meatloaf Day 2018 is 365 days in a wake-up. We have plenty of time to figure it out next time. We should have been judged.
Next time I would like the rules in advance.
All right. The rules have adjusted.
Yeah, I
I'm thinking
noticed.
Jessica likes this meatloaf. Is this your
flux.
Meatloaf, Allura?
This is my meatloaf.
All right.
Well done.
All right. Look at that. All right.
I mean, come on.
I only had... No, because Eric brought his meatloaf in for me. So I'm just saying, contestants, Vinny. Not everybody's bringing meatloaf in for me. You know, I'm on the air. I can't
Eric
just go out and get
setup.
It.
I feel like,
Vinny, look at that sign. Meatloaf Day is obviously being handled at the highest levels.
Allura, when did you make this?
Energy.
I made it 2 hours ago.
I'm just saying, Eric Scott
amazing.
Served his
you
meatloaf.
You woke up at like 4 a.m. It's
ridiculous. A naked girl doing it. The way he put it on a tray with all kinds of garnish.
It works.
I'm dedicated.
It works.
A zillion extra points because I know Eric Scott's was made was at least
good.
Like
that's
12 hours ago.
That nonsense with
I'm
the
looking
frying
forward
at the
to
last
it.
Minute. Yeah.
I can't
is there
wait.
Cheese in this?
Of course there's cheese in it.
I'm not going to take any pressure, but she's got 10 out of 10 for everything.
Because
the way you're looking at me right now.
She's
getting 10 out of 10 for everything because I know you have a knife. So
I like it.
We're getting the...
Okay, we got to go. We got to go. Let's go to the next loaf.
Are you presenting a meatloaf?
Actually...
There's another meatloaf coming in
there? Yeah, here's another meatloaf.
Here comes the winner.
Okay.
Here comes the winner.
This is Stephanie.
Hello.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much. Wow, what a classic looking loaf here.
Oh, my God.
You have to good make Lord. Sure you get here, part of the I'll, cheese
I'll,
here.
I'll pass this
okay, so right here,
wow.
You want to grab right
that
here.
That is a monster piece.
That's
are you
loaf,
kidding?
That's
a monster piece.
Wow.
All things that all right. Jay has never heard once in his life. Monster piece. Look at the size of that. Not
size
once.
Size counts.
Yeah. All right, here we go, everybody. We're eating.
All right, give us the secrets to the recipe.
Yeah.
All of them.
It's fresh mozzarella.
Talk into the microphone.
Oh, yeah.
It's fresh mozzarella. There's basil.
Wait, can I just say something?
Shredded.
Why are you
onion?
Being so shy? Yeah. Be who you are. If you go to this woman's and you eat at her house and you eat wrong, she chastises you. Tell these people how to eat the meatloaf.
I feel like okay. I'm going to be in trouble if I don't finish this
there's
whole plate.
Shredded onions and potatoes in it. And I saute that first, cool it down, put it in my mix. There's a can of sauce in there. There is all different ingredients. Bake it for an hour at 375, mm-hmm. And then I make an espresso gravy to go on top.
Wow. Are we going to, is there still caffeine in this? Can we eat the espresso gravy and get like juiced up a little
there's,
bit?
About 3 tablespoons. Ooh, okay, so I don't know.
I was
going to
say,
yeah.
if you could go get me a bucket of that gravy, I would drink it all right now.
Give Jay the decaf gravy.
Yeah.
He doesn't need it.
Yeah, that would actually be kind of fun to be able to come out and go, what kind of gravy do you want, regular or decaf? And say, I guess decaf. I don't want
to
be
that's
up all night.
That's a good idea to try.
Hey.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, good stuff.
Why do you get quiet when I'm
with it?
Because
on?
We were talking
tested.
Negatively
our special musical guest is here. He just wants to come in and say hello for our podcast.
Okay, well,
family, so.
But we should probably push the meatloaf
yeah,
a little bit because we got to move
quickly.
Gotta
go. Yeah.
All right, so if we could get the next loaf. Thank you so much, Stephanie.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Have a nice day.
Thank you.
Guys, thank you so much.
Hey, Stephanie.
This is mozzarella. Yeah, mozzarella. Yeah, if you hear someone go, mozzarella, you go, okay, I'm not eating your mozzarella.
All right.
So, how are you? Vinny Testa.
Can you bring the trash can?
Good to see you. Jay Black. This is my wife, Christina.
So, Jessica, I told Eddie that you and I are emceeing the event on the 6th.
I'm not singing right now, am I?
No, you don't have to sing right now. I did not sing on the air. I talked.
Right.
But I am singing with Eddie January 6th at the Stone Pony. We don't know the song yet. Okay. He offered cue cards for me. I don't think it's the words that are the problem.
If I may make a suggestion, I Am a Real American, Hulk Hogan's theme song, when he would come down, I am a real American. Because, Bill, who's a more real American than you?
And to say that on Meatloaf Day means a lot. Thank you, Jay.
Well, I guess we have to learn that now?
No, no, I'm only joking. Nobody should ever sing that in public, ever. It was the silliest song ever written.
Hi, Giovanni. Eddie, talking to the microphone.
So, Vinny and Giovanni, what's your ethnicity? Because I'm having a hard time guessing. if you could just... no, I'm only joking. Very Italian.
I'm so glad I have a meatloaf break right now.
My wife is Christina Panarella, so I have married into a very Italian family. I understand.
So you're going to pick the Italian meatloaf?
I'm going to pick it because of the way you just implied that I would be put into a foundation of a building if I do not pick the Italian meatloaf. So, yes, I'm picking the Italian meatloaf, everybody. Let's make sure.
Bribes, threats. This is exactly how I thought New Jersey Meatloaf Day would
absolutely turn out. Absolutely. It's this and the Teamsters Union that gets this much corruption. The Meatloaf Day and Teamsters Union together at last.
You got to pick the best.
Yeah, no, it's we.
Is that your words of advice? Huh? That's your words of advice. You got to pick the best.
You got to pick
with only a very implied threat.
Yes.
Pick the best, mine, or you're going to get it.
Well, when you all go like that, you got to go, it's the best. So that's like the little innuendo that tells you, you know, you better pick the.
Oh, great. Right. Okay. All right. Thank you for the reassuring advice.
I feel like I'm being asked to book Frank Sinatra at like a very high rate right now. So
well,
yeah, no,
you can sing Frank Sinatra.
Do you do crooning? Do you do like a Sinatra?
I could croon if I practice.
Okay, all right. I'm reading a book about Frank Sinatra right now. That's why I bring it up. So it's The Chairman. I highly recommend it. 40 hours worth of audio books. So I spend a lot of time in my car.
Snooze fest.
Yeah.
Nice station you got here. Be a shame if something happened to it.
We got to eat the insurance money. Well, thank you, Vinny, for joining us. And Giovanni, Mary, thank you for coming in. We got to get more meatloaf.
We're gonna sing.
When?
At the Stone Pony.
Oh, at the Stone Pony?
Yeah.
You're going to sing too?
Yeah.
Right. Last time I couldn't get you up either.
Get ready for it. It's happening.
Okay, we're going to... No rehearsal.
Big man's bash. Yep. No rehearsal today.
On the fly, you don't need to know what song we're doing. Nothing.
Nope.
Right.
Because she's just going to be humming.
Yeah. Clapping enthusiastically.
Yeah. We're going to turn her microphone way up.
All right. We need four more meats.
I'm
four
so
more.
Happy
Let's
we have
it.
Well,
thank
you guys.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Giovanni. You know,
my legs feel broken.
In a situation like right now, I wonder if there's going to be a natural disaster that hits and people come in to like see like what happened at the radio station that day. Why was there so much meat as they do the investigation?
There was an earthquake in anticipation.
Yes,
right.
There was.
Cara DeFalco, everybody.
Yes,
very nice.
Hi.
Thank you.
I'm so full.
You're only supposed to take 3 bites.
You know.
Three.
Well, Bill said I had to be very like hard and critique everyone, like too much salt, not enough salt. Mm-hmm. But everyone pours their love into this food.
Absolutely.
Not literally.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Ew.
Don't say that to Jay Black. He's going to go. He's got 10 minutes on pouring your love into the food.
You are such a lucky woman.
Was that?
I'm talking to your wife.
Yeah. No, every time you talk to my wife, oh my Matt, I see the avarice in your eyes. You're like, I'm going to listen, you don't need to stay with him if you don't want to. I can work on this for you. All right, this is delicious. Wow. Thank you.
Yeah. So
I feel like I should give this back to you though, because this is an actual plate.
No, that's a plate here. We found it in the kitchen here.
Oh, really?
Yes.
What kind of meals do they have here? New Jersey 101.5. This is gigantic.
You know what? I've been here for a couple of meals. I've provided a couple of meals here, and they've got all kinds of.
Wow.
Yeah, that's like a Spadia-sized plate.
Yeah,
it's almost balsamic-y.
You're very close. You're very close.
Ooh. Wait, can you give us?
My grandmother would be proud. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We did. We put it in the recipe. Marsala wine. So we always, as all good Italian children believe, I believe my mother makes the best meatballs on the planet, right, and therefore the best meatloaf on the planet. And that is, this is her recipe, and we shared it with everybody's. But yeah, it's just nice and soft and tender, yes, and it has that, you know, that Marsala wine to just kind of give it that little kick at the end. Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah.
It was delicious.
Is the recipe on your website?
Actually, you know, it's so funny. I haven't actually done meatloaf on the cucina yet, but it's, we did share it with you guys, and we're going to have to do it now very shortly to have it up there as well.
Nice.
But yeah, so we've got, we've certainly got a bunch of recipes coming up. We're getting ready for the holidays in the cucina. So we're doing prime rib roast for Christmas. We're doing lasagna.
All
we're
comfort
doing,
food.
Yeah, all the things that you, I mean, all the things that my family makes for Christmas Day dinner and things like that. We did the Feast of Seven Fishes last year for Christmas Eve, so all those recipes are up there. So we got a lot of holidays.
We have the the Feast of Seven Fish Sticks in my family is what we do, and we never, every year we do it regardless. I mean, it's called tradition.
Yes, that's it. Yeah. This is absolutely it. I'm so glad you guys enjoyed
it.
This
is delicious. Thank you. Nicely
done. Very good. Thank you.
Who's up next? I think I see Jill Myra floating around out there.
Jay Beck, yes. My family tradition is a little schmaltz on some matzah. We used to do it back in the shtetl.
Do you do Chinese in movies on Christmas Day?
I'm married to a Catholic girl. We do Irish Christmas.
Gotcha. So a lot of fighting while drunk.
I'm lit by 10 a.m.
Yeah, we. All right. So this is Jill Myra.
Hi.
Oh, it looks like peas in this meatloaf. All right.
Meatloaf peas. So this is Italian.
Oh my gosh.
It is. Who am I?
Here, well, I'll pass it around.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait. Talk in the microphone.
Yeah, you got
it. Oh, sorry.
I don't know if you, Jill, it's no radio business, Jill.
I do broadcasting for a living.
So the meat is not raw.
Talk into the microphone.
I'm trying to serve and talk at the same time.
My wife will help you serve.
Jill
Myra, overstating, really trying to prime the judges by giving a compliment to herself. The meat is not raw.
You need one?
Thank you. Wait, I have a piece.
I guess
that's
the
my meatloaf. That's surplus loaf.
Okay.
This is my family's favorite. If ever, you know, I have to make a meal for somebody, it's make your meatloaf.
Okay.
If somebody's sick. Stewed tomatoes, and I squish them really well. You got to cover your hands with plastic baggies or plastic gloves and really squish them to get the juices in there.
Yeah.
You know?
I love it.
By the way, I just leaned in for a picture that Tony Ann was doing, or I guess video, and I realized I was chewing directly into the microphone. So if you just heard that, blame Tony Ann. That was not
Tony
me,
Ann,
everybody.
I didn't even know you were here. I'm like aggressively trying to calculate all my scores by this point.
Wow. You know, you're aggressively trying to calculate how to add three numbers together?
I put points, like 0.2, 0.5, just to make it different.
There's 100 gradations to this.
You get distracted, too, you know? There's so much excitement on Meatloaf Day that, like, I can't contain myself. You know?
Oh, there's Ron walking around out there. I think Ron is mentally calculating the fire marshal number of people that is allowed in the building at any time.
In the studio alone.
Yeah, my goodness. All right, so we need our next contestant. That was excellent, Jill. Thank you.
Great to see you guys. Love
you.
All right, we have two more left. We have Robert Bianchi and Kevin Battille.
Bob Bianchi.
Did you really just
say Bianchi? Is that how you,
Bob Bianchi. Didn't you just brag about knowing how to talk about Italians?
Yeah, no, I was saying, they know how to talk. I don't know how to talk.
Of course, our lieutenant governor bockled the name Guadagno. Guadagno is usually how it would be said.
Oh, really?
Italian. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
But it's not her fault. She married the guy, and he pronounces it Guadagno.
It's too hard to correct 9 million people. That's the point.
My wife went from Panarella to black, so it's pretty easy for her to just go like the color. But still, people mess it up. They'll go, Mr. Bluke, and I'm like, it's black. It's just the color. It's literally, literally the color. There's no umlaut here. It's not black. It's black.
I like what was it? Panarella. Ooh, Panarella.
Yeah. That's
dang, girl. I would have hyphenated that one.
Yeah. Panarella black.
Yeah.
That actually sounds like a court case.
It was like, it's like some trippy song from the 70s.
Yeah.
The Panarella black.
Yeah. It's actually the type of paint you can put on your room.
Yeah.
You know, I need a Panarella black in here.
Exactly. It sounds like one of the crayons you get in those gigantic boxes.
Right. Back in the old days
when it wasn't just black, it was like these different variations.
Right. Of judges.
All right.
How are we?
Kevin Beadle's here.
I gotta get some of this meat out of here.
Okay.
This other meat is really
all right, where
disturbing.
Is our
give me some of your
depository.
Meat.
I'll bring it back. Who's the other judges?
Okay, I'll pass it around.
Thank you.
There we go.
We have a venison teriyaki meatloaf.
I thought you were going
to with a slow roasted osobuco venison portabella gravy.
Hey, can I get another?
If you guys feel like running around later because you have extra energy, it's from the natural
venison. Oh, thank you.
It's from the natural venison, gives you energy?
It does. It gives you tons of
energy. Does it give me lots of energy, but I feel compelled to run across the street for no reason at like 5 a.m.?
Just don't do it in front of cars.
Yeah.
Now, because of where I teach, I know that.
Here, hunting, on the mic.
I know that deer hunting season started on Monday, so did you?
Well, this I harvested in the fall bow season, so I bow hunt as well, and it was a nice buck, and I have it ground up.
Talking to the microphone, no one can hear you. Wow.
What's that?
Talking to the microphone. We're doing a podcast.
This microphone. Oh, I'm sorry. I harvested this beautiful buck back in the fall, and as soon as I harvest the deer, I process it, and I know the hands that have touched it.
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know which euphemism makes me more nervous, when we had the Italians in saying it's a nice place, be staying, something happened to it, or are you referring to the deer as harvesting?
Yeah.
Like, it does sound like something from The Matrix.
Well, you know?
Hey, when you harvest tomatoes or corn, if you grow your own food, it gives you that satisfaction.
It's nice, but I'm worried that one day I will be murdered and someone will go, Jay has been harvested.
I just wanted to harvest Jay. Yeah.
But you wouldn't taste his good,
have to harvest his organs.
You don't know.
Although some of his organs aren't quite what they used to be.
Yeah, hold on 1 second. First off, most of my organs were never very good. Second off, you don't know if I would taste bad, Matt Rooney. I'm telling you, I don't do a lot of exercise. I've been eating rich really food my entire life. I'm essentially human veal.
Yeah.
So you stand back when you say that.
You'll
I don't taste
good.
All right, next one.
This is amazing.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
And by the way, the fact that it reminds me that there's a place, a bar by my house, running a special on appetizers, the venison, two balls under a buck. Thank you very much.
That was a joke, everybody.
Thank you very much. We'll be here all week.
Last one, let's talk.
Bianchi, killing it with the outfit.
It's all about the presentation.
Yes.
By the way, did you just roll out of bed in this or what?
Absolutely. All Italians dress this way. That's Italian mashed potatoes.
Oh, very nice.
And these are meatloaf balls with, as you can see, red, white, and green.
Very nice.
Color coordinated with my outfit.
So here's what we should do. We should probably put some on this.
Can I get one for
onto my plate here, and then a little bit of the meatloaf there. If you would.
And by the way, please use the fork because it's only appropriate with the formality.
Okay,
pasta.
Let's do this here. And should I put a little cheese there too? There we go. Thank you.
Can I have one more paper towel?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm really stingy on paper towels.
Thank you. And let's.
I'm just gonna get him a bucket and a sponge in a minute.
We got a hose for spill? Gallon. Did we have a spill on audio board?
Okay.
Yeah,
okay. Do you have a plate?
Yeah. No, actually.
Okay.
So we have forks.
A little plate
go right off the plate.
No, that's right. That's right. Watch. Try. I'm going to clear this. Hold on.
Okay. We need more categories for
make sure you use your formal wear.
You want to do more counting?
We are now adding up.
More categories. Aroma.
Oh, you know break it up.
It doesn't taste as good if you don't have a fork. Yeah.
Oh, this looks good. See how fast
these
I can do this math.
The senses.
There you go. That's not 30. It's just that we use it to scoop. All right, a little Italian mashed potatoes. A little Italian mashed potatoes there.
Perfect.
There you go. Now, this is a meatloaf recipe, not a meatball recipe.
This
there is
looks
a difference.
Much different than the rest of
I don't want to contaminate
the meatloaf's
here.
Coming through.
This was actually born as a result of a girlfriend scenario, and my mother told me to break up with her because she made meatballs like meatloaf. So these are our meatloaf balls.
And wait, did you stay with the girl?
No. Listen to my mother. I'm an Italian boy. I listen to my mother.
Wow. I'm glad your mom likes me, Christina.
Thank you.
Take the rest of
that's all right. It's good to have a little sauce in
fork
here.
Fork there? Eat it with a formal fork. I'm so into this.
Wait, so these are meatloafy type meatballs?
They're meatloaf balls. And you're right. There's a difference between meatballs and meatloaf. Absolutely. This is a great now, 40% sauce. Of your listening audience is Italian-American, so don't make a mistake and say meatloaf and meatballs taste the same.
No, believe me, I'm married to an Italian girl who has a fork now in her hand, and I will not say anything that will make her put that fork in my neck.
And you never critique a woman's meatballs.
You know what? My wife has no problem critiquing my balls, though. She spent many a night telling me how bad they are. All right, so I have finished my tabulation. Are you guys done? Did you do the math yet?
Thank you.
Yeah, so we're, I think we're all good,
waiting
right?
Until he leaves the room.
Yeah, who's coming
but
in?
Very helpful.
To do the final tabulation.
Work, so I'm going to get yelled at.
Okay, no problem.
This is amazing.
I guess wave Tony Ann in.
Yeah, let's give her our sheets, and she can do the final tabulation right, that way.
Yeah. Are you supposed to do it?
I mean, I
still
added up
here.
All mine. Let me
see. It was tough being the last guy.
Don't give anything away, Chris.
I would not have gone with that.
With my choices?
Mm-hmm. All right.
You're critiquing my choices?
Yes, I am.
Well, I'm sorry. Really I just had to go with what I felt, honey.
I'm disappointed in you.
When are you not disappointed in me?
That's
that's actually a step up from how you usually feel.
Mm-hmm. I'm missing one fork.
I think I gave you my fork back.
I have
back.
Your fork.
Jessica.
Oh, thank you for including a fork.
It's only appropriate with
a fork. Yes, sir.
Okay, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
So are you more scared of the Italian-Americans or the man who kills his own deer?
The man who kills his own deer because he did it with a bow and arrow like mm-hmm. Rambo. Mm-hmm.
We were threatened multiple times today. Yeah, I was looking for the state troopers at multiple points.
This is Jersey.
Just in case.
Yeah. The killing with a bow and arrow, like to me... That just to be able to go like, you know what? Killing with a gun, too easy. I got to find
cinematic
a way.
Too. You know, it's very you know Hunger something? Games, you know? I mean,
and this is actually a true story. I've gone deer hunting a few times in my life, always with my bare hands.
Really?
Uh-huh.
And have you ever caught a deer?
I have. I never caught a deer, but I caught a couple of hunters.
Oh.
I have them skinned and posted on my over my fireplace.
Nice.
It's you know what? I don't like killing hunters for sport. I'm okay killing hunters for food.
For food.
But killing them for sport, you know.
We harvest. So long as you use every piece of the
hunter. Yeah, we harvest them.
Right.
That's the case.
I haven't killed anybody, but I have harvested a few.
You know what? You want to hear one of the first jokes I ever wrote for my act, and it never got a laugh? Was
yes.
I dated a Native
not with that build up.
I dated a Native American girl once. She was great. She used every part of the penis. Never got a laugh. Never even got close to a laugh.
I don't know why that would not get a laugh.
Why is everyone in here laughing right now?
Because it's so terrible. You guys are so used to the muffin joke. This is a step up. All right,
we have
our
calculator.
A calculator.
My huge brain is here.
Okay, very nice. So I have my.
Somebody might need to double check me.
I've done mine.
Me, I was like, come on.
I did all of my addition myself. I don't know if you need to recheck my calculation here, but I have done all the math already. Excellent. So you're looking at. You probably double check. It's probably a good idea.
Are we going
to
have one of those minutes where it's like, all right, we're going to step away and wait for the judges to deliver?
Oh, yeah. You know what we should probably do? Let's step away. This will take a quick break. The people at home won't hear a quick break unless we put a commercial in here.
We should play like the Jeopardy music. You know,
we should honestly, the Meatloaf song should be playing right now. I mean, this should be Paradise by the Dashboard Light or Two Out of Three Ain't Bad. Ooh, Two Out of Three Ain't Bad because it's a number song.
You know what? You know? I have a Meatloaf mixtape in my truck. I still have mixtapes.
You've still mixed
They're on cassette.
A lot of people don't know this. Adam Geller drove here from 1988. He's here to visit us. How do you like the future, Matt? Or Adam, is it fun? Do you enjoy it here? But okay, so you're tabulating all of our results. Let's step away. We can play a song or something or a commercial and we'll be back with the results. We're not giving the results out on the podcast. We'll do it on air first and then come back for the podcast or
I mean, I guess we could have our winner sit down for a little chat.
Okay, so we'll wait till we get our winner and then we'll bring them in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. We should probably stop the podcast here and record another one and then I could put the two together.
Sure.
Unless you're okay with a ton of
we're
dead
at 50
air.
Minutes right now.
Okay, so I don't know if it'll conk out on us.
Yeah,
is all
let's
I'm
just
saying.
Do it.
Okay. Looking for a car, new or used? This is Jay Black to tell you there's no better destination than our friends at the Flemington Car and Truck Country family of brands, located on Route 202 and 31 in Flemington and at Flemington.com. Here you will find 16 automotive brands, plus over 500 available certified pre-owned vehicles to fit every budget. You'll get the financing, the trade-in value, and the credit you need, and dependable vehicle service maintenance that delivers peace of mind. Choose from Ford, Lincoln, Audi, Volkswagen, Porsche, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Cadillac, Infiniti, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, BMW, and Subaru. Shop them all, knowing every Flemington Car and Truck Country location has earned the coveted dealer-rated customer satisfaction award for 2017 based on your reviews. The Flemington Car and Truck Country family of brands, an honest, straightforward organization that has been satisfying customers for over 40 years. Family, independent, not corporate.
Visit any of their 8 dealership locations on routes 202 and 31 in Flemington or at Flemington.com.
All right, we're back from our break, and we've announced the winner.
The Bill is not here. I think Bill is in a meat coma. We have to bring him in for this at some point. But we have our grand poobah winner is New Jersey 101.5's own Eric Scott. Eric, congratulations.
Hey, me.
Now, take us through, Eric. What, were you nervous while you were hearing the others announced, or did you know you had it in the bag the whole time?
I was confident last night when I was making this, but then as I sampled the rest of the competition, the venison meatloaf was really good. Kim Gudano's meatloaf was awesome, even though it should have been disqualified because there was bacon in it.
Is that true? Is bacon should not be in meatloaf?
Well, it could have been one of those stream of consciousness things Bill came out with at some point that became a rule, kind of, maybe a guideline more than a rule.
That there should be no bacon?
No bacon, yeah. Okay. Bacon makes everything better.
Number one, Bill does, from time to time, just say things off the top of his head and then forget he says them, from time to time.
Right.
But number two, why no bacon? I feel like bacon should be in everything.
Right.
Well, because bacon... bacon is the great equalizer. I mean, bacon makes everything better. I mean,
that's a good point. Yeah.
If I may, bacon is kind of the steroids of Meatloaf Day.
Oh, okay.
Right. You know what I mean? Right. It's a performance enhancer.
The LG's meatloaf was juiced.
Oh, yeah. But I thought the LG's meatloaf was phenomenal. Listen, I loved Eric's, but I did happen to like the LG's a lot.
Did you love Kevin Beadle's?
Yes. Oh, my God.
Yes, that was the venison meatloaf. Kevin's meatloaf was awesome.
Everyone loved it, and I was the one who I couldn't even eat it.
I think mine was a little lower than these guys. I thought it was pretty good, but I did not. I think I'm with you a little bit.
Had he told you it wasn't Bambi's mom, would you have felt better about it? Was it knowing that it was venison that...
It's, I told him last time he made me a venison meal, it had all this mayonnaise in it, and it made me, my stomach a little upset. Right. So I feel guilty. I kind of judged based on that time.
Okay. Well, I mean, listen, that's the thing about judging. There's emotions going to be brought into it, past mayonnaise experience going to be brought into it. But let's get back to our winner here. I got to say, the thing that put it over top for me was the sauce. I don't know about you guys. I thought the sauce, I mean, the meatloaf was good. It had a good base, but then the sauce, because I like spicy. It was fantastic. So,
and that's what I was concerned with in making a spicy chorizo meatloaf is I didn't want the meatloaf itself to be overpoweringly spicy.
Right.
So I concentrated the heat and the spice into the sauce.
Now, did you heat it up on something outside?
Yes, I had a hot skillet that gave it a little bit of crisp on the outside too. A lot of people were sticking it in a microwave, or I saw them bringing it in cold, and I was okay, but it needs to be served warm. And I love a pan-fried meatloaf. So if you have leftover meatloafs, or you're doing a meatloaf sandwich, I will fry it with a little olive oil and garlic, and give it a little bit of a crisp. Right.
So I love how Eric is talking with the small assumption that all of us have cooked before. I don't know about you guys. But every time you're talking, I'm like,
laughable.
Yeah, sometimes I put the hot pocket in for 2 minutes and 15 seconds for a little extra heat. This was great. And is this sort of what you would cook for yourself, or did you do special for us?
This is not the meatloaf I typically would make for my family. I would do my mother's traditional with a mushroom gravy. But I figured a lot of people were going to be doing that, and I want to do something a little bit different. And this was similar to a recipe I had at a restaurant quite some time ago. And it's really only the second time that I've made this.
Wow.
So it was, but as I was sampling last night, I was like, this is really good. The sauces on it you mentioned. So it was a chipotle, had some smoked paprika in it and some pureed salsa.
Do all four of the judges not cook?
Yeah,
regularly.
I eat regularly.
Well, but the people who are listening to this podcast cook, they're going to want to know that.
So, is the recipe something you're going to share?
Yes, absolutely.
If you go to the website,
I will totally share this. I did a Facebook Live last night as I was making this. So we'll extrapolate that and the recipe.
Fantastic.
And the fresh guacamole, I thought it was a nice balance to that.
That was also my nickname in high school, fresh guacamole.
There he comes. I do want to say, yeah. I mean, so Eric, in addition to the dish itself, the presentation was outstanding.
Yes, it was.
The plates, the way the sauces were kind of distributed, and two different sauces. You have to picture this red spicy sauce and a sort of a more green, was that more of a, what was the green sauce?
That was avocado.
Avocado.
Yeah.
So it kind of was a mixture of spice and cool it off a little bit.
It was just, you could tell it was just made by somebody who knows what they're doing. Mm-hmm. It was really well done.
We appreciate it.
Wow. It would have been amazing as a sandwich, which should be a category next year.
Oh, yeah.
Reusability as a sandwich.
Okay, yes. Yeah. So wait, do you want to add bread to this competition? Because right now, the idea of eating 11 sandwiches, and even one bite apiece, I don't know if I can handle that emotionally.
If we're going to the emergency room, we might as well go all out.
That's a good philosophy. Well, I want to say that it was great. And one of the reasons I know I chose correctly was because out of every meatloaf here, I took a second bite of this one, even having had all the other meatloafs. Wow. I was like, I want a little bit more
of
that spice.
Can't believe you showed so much self-control.
Yeah, wait, oh, with all the meat in front of me?
Yeah, like I ate all the meatloafs.
Well, I will say this about meatloaf. More than any other food, when it gets cold and you're not hungry anymore, you come in and meatloaf is like, you want to just set fire to it because you're like, is this grossest? Because I'm looking at all this cold meatloaf with a full stomach, and I'm like, we should just burn the studio down because there's no point in keeping it here. Right? It kind of, it grosses
actually,
you out a
couple
little bit.
A couple of contestants are more than, they're way ahead of you in terms of burning the studio down.
Yeah.
They're outside right now. So
that actually makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, lining it
was
with gasoline.
Was this fixed since we had Jen and Eric in the top two?
No, I did it blindly. You know, if I liked it, I put it in there and, you know.
Oh, so it was me and Jen and Kara, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think Kara did a great job too.
I was more inclined to vote against the people I know already because I dislike everyone. You know how good it was if I'm voting for people I know.
Yeah, I mean, Jay, on a scale of 1 to 10, gave one of the contestants 11, and he's on his way to Atlantic City right now.
That's right.
With his winnings.
That's right. Yes. So I just want to say this. Eric Scott, winner. If you want to make the same meatloaf he made, I mean, obviously not with the same amount of pure talent. I mean, God, I mean, this, you probably, if you're listening to this podcast, I can't imagine you have any talent whatsoever. You're probably just sitting at home somewhere doing nothing.
Nice job insulting your listeners.
So I'm thinking now Eric is nominated for the Millions, and we could plug the December 20th event.
December 20th. So here's the way it works. Like a millennial, you win for participating.
Okay.
So since you've been on the podcast now, Eric, you have won a Millen Award.
Wow.
It counts. It's either a T-shirt or trophy. Everyone gets one.
Oh.
Any human being that wants one gets one. And since you were on the podcast, you are now our number one meatloaf associated guest on the podcast.
Vinny.
I've won 3 Edward R. Murrow Awards for outstanding journalism.
They get those out for meatloaf too?
These awards, the one that you just told me about, and this meatloaf award, mean more to me than those.
Oh, that's nice.
Awards.
Either you're giving an insincere speech, or we need to sit down and talk about your priorities.
I know we talked about it on the radio, but did anyone describe the meatloaf award? Because it's the most phenomenal thing I've ever seen.
Bill described it. You should describe it for the podcast, Eric.
Yeah, it is. It's amazing. So it says New Jersey 101.5 Meatloaf Day 2017 champion, and it's a wooden pedestal. Atop the pedestal is a sliced onion and a fresh Jersey tomato. To the right, 2 full garlic cloves, a pepper to the left, and right in the middle is a slice of meatloaf.
That's wonderful. And you know what, Eric? If you come home drunk one night, you're going to try to eat your trophy.
I did that once with a bowling trophy. It didn't work out so well.
Well, I think we should
wrap it up.
Yeah, say thank you so much to Eric Scott. Eric, do you have anything you want to plug, like your Twitter or your Facebook?
Oh, here comes Bill. Okay.
Here comes Bill. Bill can plug whatever he wants to plug.
All right.
We were just talking about wrapping it up.
Wrap this up. First of all, I want to wish everyone here and listening a very happy Meatloaf Day 2017.
We're sending this out to the troops so they can enjoy Meatloaf Day just like they were home overseas.
Exactly. So I think they're tuning in on the app, the whole thing. So Meatloaf Day 2018 is fast approaching. So get ready.
Yeah, you know what?
You're at the time of this dropping, it's like 361 shopping days left.
Yeah, you're like Santa. As soon as Christmas is over, you're right back
next
in.
One.
It happens
every year, earlier and earlier. Pretty soon the meatloaf decorations are up in July.
It's a shame. 4th of July and meatloaf.
And I want to thank my daughter for calling me on Meatloaf Day. She called from London to wish me a happy Meatloaf Day today. Also the trophy, Eric, well-deserved.
We just described the trophy. It was awesome. Yeah.
I have to be honest. I did not think you were going to win.
I didn't either.
Not because I didn't love your meatloaf,
but
because it was spicy.
Yeah.
Spicy. And I think more people shy away from spice than not.
Yeah.
It was great. Vinny Brand, the Stress Factory owner and one of our sponsors of Speaking Millennials, is here, and he's kind of giving me the side eye.
Yeah, there's a little bit of stink eye.
He's got a bit of an issue.
Smirk.
there.
Yeah, he's got a bit of an issue with the number of New Jersey 101.5 employees who were in the top three.
Well, let me just say this. Eric Scott's meatloaf is delicious. There's no question that meatloaf is delicious.
All right.
I think the dilemma is...
Oh, we wrap up?
Yes. Okay.
Brian is aggressively giving you the wrap-up sign.
All right. Tell him two seconds. 1 minute, Brian. Go ahead.
I think the issue here is that it's very similar, as I said on air, to the Stress Factory having a funniest comedian competition, and I won, and the competition is already next week. So, I mean, I just say...
Congratulations,
Eddie. Well, we already know that would never happen.
All right, we got to go. So, listen, I am Bill Spadia. Follow me at Bill Spadia. Follow Jessica at Chasing Jess Nutt. Follow Adam Geller at Adam H. Geller. Did I get that right?
Yes.
And Matt Rooney at Matt Rooney NJ. And Jay, you'll just see him around.
Yeah, find me at the emergency room with meatloaf hanging out of my mouth.
Go to the Stress Factory, stressfactory.com.
Happy
get your tickets
day.
For whatever show's coming up, because they're all good.
Yeah, Billy Gardell coming up. Awesome.
Our next thing, the Millens.
That was very good. I didn't even have